Podcast. Of course, my name is Josh, and I am your forever host and friend. Here at the TMA Podcast, it is my goal to twist your arm into checking out something new, and I aim to be your source for recommendations. If you're looking for new music, new movies, new TV shows, new local restaurants, everything in between, this is the podcast to listen to. Be sure to follow us on Facebook, Twitter, TikTok, YouTube. Just search Twist My Arm Podcast or click on the link in the notes of this show. This week is a little different. As most of you know, I used to do another podcast called Twist My Arm, and I am trying to incorporate some of the old episodes into the new feed. So this week I am actually going back to a classic episode where I talk to local Denver sludge metal, Messiahvor. We had a great chat. It was a couple years ago. Awesome chat, great people. Lots of fun to hang out with and a great time going to their shows. So I decided that I wanted to kind of bring some of those old classic episodes back into the feed, just for new listeners to kind of see some of the original content that Twist My Arm has produced. Like I said, this is an old episode, so any dates or anything that is mentioned in this show are long since passed. So anything that, you know, I think that at one point Jen mentions a show in June. That is not the case, because that would have been June of 2021. So unless you can go back in time, unfortunately, you're probably not going to be able to go to anything mentioned in this episode. But if you go to the links in the show notes, you can click and on their Facebook page and also their Spotify link, and you can give them some listens, give them a like, give them a follow, and get updated on upcoming shows and news about the band. I know that they just got a new drummer, and so they're probably practicing away right now, getting ready for future shows later this year. So absolutely, if you are in Denver and you like music, check out Messiahvor. I'm sure they will be playing a show in the near future. Again, this is a classic episode, so if you would like to see what other episodes we have done with Twist My Arm, you can look up Classic Twist My Arm. It's basically what the show is under. So if you search Classic Twist My Arm in Spotify or Apple, you'll find all 150 episodes of the original show. That's about all I got. I hope you guys enjoy this episode. I really enjoyed going back and listening to it. It was a super fun conversation. So definitely let me know what you think in comments and all that good stuff. But for now, enjoy my conversation with Messiahvor.
Black metal guys, yeah. Like, or any like really heavy in between.
My name is Bart McCrory. Yeah.
Like, when they're on stage, even between songs, this next song is called, you know, and it's like you really have to.
That's like Max Cavalera.
You know what time it is? It's time to fuck shit up.
It's like, I know that's not how you talk, man. I know you have a normal voice.
No, this is normal.
It's like Metalocalypse. You ever watch that show?
Oh, I love that show.
With the Nathan Explosion?
Yeah.
That's just how he talks all the time.
You're going to die and your titties will be full of maggots.
I really need to watch that. I don't know. I've never seen
that. You've never watched that show?
I've seen episodes, but I've never seen it.
What the hell?
You got to watch it from start to finish.
Yeah.
There's a movie coming out, I think.
Yeah.
We should do that.
Yeah. I'm down.
We need something new to watch.
Yeah.
It's on HBO. If you got HBO Max or maybe Hulu, it's on one of the two.
Yeah, we have Hulu, and I haven't seen it in a while, but I did binge watch a bunch of them.
There we go. But yeah, again, this is great. I don't normally have people that are actually here, because we do a lot of our shows online, so it's really fun to have people actually come down to the basement. So thank you.
That wasn't creepy at all.
Hey, at least I didn't ask you to come to my van.
Nobody ever comes into my basement.
They never leave my basement, that's for sure.
I mean, Jake from Lost Relics is still in that room behind you. So
I haven't seen him in a while now that you mentioned it.
Just keep him locked up with some chains, and he's my entertainment every once in a while.
I think a mobile van podcast would be pretty cool.
I agree.
Yeah, just drive by.
Yeah.
I
do podcasts and sell candy to kids. Tight.
In an ice cream truck.
Oh my God.
The weird music.
The snow cones. You ever see the snow cone things anymore? Just the ice with the flavor?
Yeah. Like the shaved snow ice.
They were all over Hawaii.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's where they all went.
I had a creepy uncle. This is a weird memory. I had a creepy uncle when I was a kid. Like, he was a. I had a few creepy uncles, but he was like the creepiest. There's no weird story here, guys. It's not gonna.
He's
really
from
weird.
Nebraska.
But he was creepy. He was creepy. But like, he like drove around a little beat up rusty Volkswagen and sold snow cones just out of his driver's seat.
that is creepy.
There's a little shelf on it. I mean, so it was like he had a little maker over here.
Did he have like the Snoopy snow cone maker?
I don't know.
I had one of those.
But I'm like, who the fuck buys ice cream, buys snow cones from this guy?
In a VW.
Ding, ding. And it's just like his.
Yeah, like, man. That's a little way creepy for sure. Yeah. I did do an interview with this band called Midnight Devils. You know them.
Yeah.
And I went and met them in their like tour van.
Oh, cool.
It wasn't. Look, they're a broke touring band.
Sure.
Band. So it was like an old RV that had no seats in it and stuff, and like. Our interview lasted about 20 minutes because it had no power, and my laptop lasted about 20 minutes. And I was like, all right, well, that was great, guys.
Perfect.
Is that why you used air quotes? Tour van?
Yeah, yeah. Because, okay. I mean, the great dudes. Sam, I knew Sam from, like, way back. We were in an old punk band in Nebraska. And so, you know, when they came here, I was like, we gotta talk, man. We gotta. It's been a while.
That's awesome.
They're like, it's an 80s, like, hair metal. They're all wearing makeup and stuff.
Oh, hell yeah.
Like getting all into it. And it was a wonderful interview for sure. But you guys are all from the band Messiah Vore. Am I saying that right?
You are.
Mm-hmm.
It's like Messiah Whore, but with a V.
Correct.
We've been called both.
Yeah. Messiah Whore works.
Okay.
No, it's Messiah Vore.
Okay. How did you come up with that?
We just make up band names that are unique, and we make up words. So
it's got to sound cool and like maybe no, kind of almost mean something.
Yeah, I mean like God Eater's Taken. So so we were like, what else means God Eater? Oh, Messiah Vore.
Is that what that actually means? Is that like the
more or less
consume the gods?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes. You know?
Jesus Snacker.
That was a runner up. Yeah. That was a runner up for sure.
What's up, number? We're Jesus Snacker.
I mean, we're not satanic or against gods. We just think, you know, we have
they sound delicious.
Yeah, they sound yummy.
I need a god.
I mean, people still in religion eat the body of Christ, right? So are they all Messiah Vores that
Whoa.
Way?
Whoa, that's
we
heavy.
Are all
we should
Messiah
make,
Vores.
We should make little wafers.
Give them out as communion at our shows.
Oh my God.
Oh, that's amazing.
We are all now Messiah
Vores. Would you eat a wafer from
Messiah
us at a
Vorians.
Show?
I bet people would eat a wafer from us at a show, and as long as it had weed in it.
There you go. Weed
Which
wafers.
Is a pretty easy thing to do now.
Yeah.
Write that down. That's
totally legal.
It's our next merch. Weed wafers.
Messiah wafers.
Oh my God, that'd be awesome.
We could have like
crackers.
A whole, yeah, we could should call up Little Debbie or something.
Body of Christ. The body of Christ compels you.
All right, well, this took a weird turn.
Yeah, it did.
Basically, we wanted...
Black Metal Hour.
Basically, it sounds... heavy and
and it's the first thing, like, if you Google our name, we come up, not 18 other things, you know, which
yeah.
is something else that we
and
had
that's
wanted,
like, the biggest thing in this day and age when
mm-hmm.
it comes to like trying to get your name out there, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, especially when it comes to social media and stuff, like,
totally
you gotta have something kind of original, I
and
guess.
Unique. Yeah.
Yeah. So how did you guys all meet? Like, I feel like everyone in this group here, like with like Lost Relics and Messiah Vore and The Worth and like all these guys, you guys are all in the same group.
Yeah.
So have you guys known each other for a while and then just kind of
yes.
formed a band?
Yeah, Diz and I knew each other from when he was in The Worth, and Jen and I were in Throttle Bomb.
Okay. So okay.
Yeah, so there's the connection there.
All right.
And then Jess and our drummer from Throttle Bomb played in a band together called Low Gravity. So we're all incestuous. Yeah. Yeah, we're all been, you know, playing in some form or another with one another, or at least at shows.
Yeah.
For years, yeah.
Very incestuous scene.
Yes.
It's funny because Jake and Jess said the same thing.
Yeah.
And we were talking about how it's like kind of back in high school when you had the group and there was like one guy or girl that dated everyone in that group. And it's kind of like that with some of the bands out here.
Well, some of the members, yeah. For sure.
It's like we all get together in one big party and it's like, okay, I pick him. Yeah. Like,
okay, I need a drummer. I need a drummer.
Speaking of drummers, our drummer is from Philadelphia, though. He's
okay.
He's from outside our little box.
How did you guys meet him?
I met him through doing a studio project at my studio, The Crash Pad. He came in.
That's
and
your studio?
Yeah. What the
fuck? Okay. All
yeah,
right.
Yeah.
I should have researched.
It's all coming together now.
Everything is coming around.
Yeah.
This is great.
So, he was doing a project with another band, and that's how I met him. I was like, dude, this guy slays. And I just kind of kept him in mind. And then I did like a solo project thing called The Blood Axe. And
the first thing I haven't heard of yet.
Yeah. What is that? Oh, Jen.
Phone. Twitter.
Yeah, right.
Tweet, tweet.
Yeah, so we did The Blood Axe, and I wrote a bunch of songs, and he and I did all the music on the record, and we got 14 vocalists from around Denver area to take part and write lyrics, and we put out a double album.
Okay, it's like a collaborative album.
It was called Collaboration, actually.
Oh, well.
Yeah, there you go. Nice work, bud.
I'm winning today.
Yeah.
And so what, let's see, Lost Relics is a little more doom metal, they describe, and I feel like you guys are a little more just like straight metal, right?
Yeah, I would say we're groove metal with sludge and doomy influences for sure, because we like the fuzzy stuff. We like distorted vocals and, you know, a little bit of ambience. But, yeah, I definitely think we take our sound from 90s metal.
Yeah.
Like Helmet and that kind of thing.
I would agree, for sure. And
prong.
Just because
prong references.
Prong references.
Mm-hmm.
I've gotten Joy Division.
Really?
Yeah.
Joy Division, right?
I've heard some COC.
Joy Division.
COC, yeah. Yeah, I know. Totally weird, right?
It's super weird.
I don't think I'd see that, but.
Was it Joy Division? Maybe pretty sure it was Joy Division. it was in a review.
That's so weird.
It was like comparing the vocal style or something. It was weird. Totally.
I feel like sometimes that's when you know that someone doesn't actually listen.
Totally. Doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, there's no way that I sound like Joy Division. What are you talking about? So, speaking of that, I don't even think we went through who's all here.
I'm not here.
Let's go down the line.
I'm here.
We got Disney.
Hello.
Disney's been on the show a couple times talking about Star Wars. If you go back to some of our Twist My Arm classic episodes, he's there.
Nice.
Just talking shit about Star Wars. Something that he likes to apparently keep under the rug from all of his cool friends.
Yeah, we just found out tonight.
I have no idea.
I don't know if he's in the band anymore.
Man, I thought we was tight, Disney.
That's all it took.
I'm that kid that you don't tell you hang out with, you know, everyone at high school. You're like, no, I don't know him. I don't know him at all. He's a Star Wars nerd. No.
Hey, I don't hide it. I just don't really talk about it.
It never really comes up in conversation. Yeah, I love Star Wars. I think I fucking dig sci-fi.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it's Bart?
Yes.
Bart. Okay, I almost said Bert, but no, it's Bart.
Bart.
And Jen. Okay, cool.
Yes.
Okay. Disney, Bart, and Jen.
You got
all
it.
From Messiah War. So we're just missing the drummer, and what was his name again?
Brock.
Brock. Okay, cool. And you guys have been doing this for a couple years now, right?
Like two?
Just
yeah.
Two, I think.
2 years.
Would you count COVID as a year?
Well, I would, because we kept practicing. We
I'd count it as like 10 years.
We finished an album. We did videos. We stayed really active during COVID.
And that's so much more than a lot of other bands can
mm-hmm.
say. Like, that's awesome, because like, so when this episode airs, you guys are going to be having a music video release show
right.
that upcoming Friday. And so is that a video that you guys were working on over this last year?
Yeah, it actually took, we did it in several different shoots. It's kind of like, we call it a cinematic video release.
Okay.
Because it is kind of cinematic. So we did an outdoor location, and we also did a live performance location. And then
nice.
We did a bar location over at Goose Town Tavern.
But we had to wait until some restrictions were lifted so we could have people together to do it.
Right, yeah. Right.
So it took almost a year to finish it all.
Yeah. So the video is for the song. It's called The Double Cross or Double Cross.
Okay, and that's off your new album, right?
It's off of our first release, yeah.
Gosh, which that just came out not too long ago.
April? February. February 29th or something like that.
I was just listening to it today. It's really good.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm a big fan of that stuff, so it's not like something I'd go to sleep to, obviously. But I do like listen, especially at work, you know?
Yeah.
It's one of those driving kind of albums. You're like, yeah, let's put this on and do some shit.
Yeah, get some shit done.
So, and your guys' live shows are even more fun. I always feel like I have fun going and seeing you guys. So that's something coming up here too, right?
Yeah,
for that actual music video.
Yeah, so we're going to have the video release and play a show with Lost Relics. And
they're doing their album release.
And they're doing their album release.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
So this is July 2nd at the Oriental Theater.
Okay.
Yeah.
And people that listen to the Lost Relics interview will know.
Yeah.
We talked about this album release in like April. So
there you
great.
Go.
This is great. Full circle.
Yep. It all comes back.
Yeah. And you guys are all on the same label, right?
Right. Yes. And it's actually a label showcase. So we have Beastwood from Wyoming coming down to play.
Okay.
And then Stone Deaf, who started the Coffin and Bolt label, their band is playing as well.
Nice. And it's kind of like a more, it's not as much of a like a local record label as it is a regional record label.
I would say correct. So, yeah.
Because okay. I think that they have some Southern California and they have an Australian band.
Yeah, I guess
as well too.
I guess
so.
So that's an international.
Been curating from around a little bit, yeah.
Oh, an Italian. They have an Italian band, the
that's
Marigold.
Right.
Yeah.
So how does it feel being on an international record label?
I'll let you know. It's pretty cool.
The
I
same.
Mean,
I still go to work every day.
Japan,
I mean.
Yeah. Maybe. I don't know. We need more gifts given to us, and then I'll be like, yes.
I always feel like when you're kids and like just starting out playing music and stuff. That's like the dream, right? Is to get signed to some international label. But
right.
then once it actually happens, you're like, yeah, okay. But I still have to go to work.
Right.
And I still have to do my adult shit.
Yeah.
So
it should have happened in the 80s or 90s and it would have been all right. This day and age.
When I wasn't so damn tired. I gotta do what now? Damn it.
And so when did you guys we'll go from left to right, start with Jen over here. When did you guys all start getting into music, when you start realizing that you wanted to play music for a possible living?
Well, my dad was a musician, and he used to pull me up on stage with him, and I'd play the tambourine out of time. I still play out of time a lot, so not much has changed.
It's the
no.
best thing the tambourine.
So it's always just kind of been, performance has always been a part of my world.
Okay.
So I come from like the show background. Like I did musicals and things like that, and you know. So, I picked up bass in my 30s, actually.
Oh wow! What did you start on?
Guitar, but I started on piano,
okay.
And then I picked up a guitar in high school, and then I put it down. I put it down.
Smack!
Just like I just knocked the microphone out of the. So yeah.
That's really cool though. Heck yeah. What about you, Bart?
So I've been playing guitar since I was about 15. But okay. What got me interested is my aunt gave me Kiss Alive when I was like 8, and it pretty much ruined me. And I've been pursuing playing music ever since. So,
nice.
Yeah.
I feel like Kiss is a pretty fun band to look up to, though, right?
I mean, at
did
this
you
point,
wear makeup? Did you do the makeup?
I didn't really do the makeup thing. I did rock a tennis racket pretty hard.
Nice.
So.
Nice.
Yeah, but I mean, at the time, I mean, the theatrics captured me.
Okay.
I like the music too. I actually still like the old stuff. The people in the band, as I've gotten older, you know, they're not the greatest people in the world.
Yeah.
But you know, that's what kicked it off. And then, of course, I found Iron Maiden and all those other bands that we all loved growing up.
Heck
so.
Yeah. Disney, where did you start?
Musically in general, it's pretty much been my whole life, from piano lessons, 5-6 years old, I think. I was pretty young.
Okay.
My mom's a musician, songwriter. She does like gospel and country, though. Kind of went a different way.
Gospel
but
and country?
Yeah.
How did you get to this?
Oh, I listened to, you know, I grew up with like hair metal and.
Oh, okay, okay.
Got into a lot of, I don't know, just metal growing up. But, joined like school band, all the basic stuff, played trumpet, then traded that in for marching snare, which was really cool.
Nice.
But when I tried to upgrade to a like a drum kit, which I still love trying to play drums, it's awesome, so fun, but I just could never get a drum kit down. I can't do the legs. So at some point I got a guitar like when I was 19, like I was way later. I've been listening to metal my whole life, but a friend of mine played guitar and he kind of got me interested. He was a big Motley Crue fan and kind of showed me how to play some things, and so I bought a guitar and I've been a primarily guitar player ever since.
Yeah. So it's all a bunch of 80s hair metal for you guys.
And show tunes.
Show tunes.
Punk rock as well. I mean, I grew up listening to some punk rock and played in punk rock bands. Yeah. Jen's played in some punk rock bands. So I think that kind of crosses over a little bit into the vibe of our sound, for sure.
I would agree. There's a little more melodic stuff in your guys' sound.
We like the stoners. I love stoner rock. I like Black Sabbath and shit that, you know. If it's grooves, I'm going to dig it, probably.
For sure. Disney and I were just talking about pop punk and the resurgence of pop punk. I'm a drummer at heart, and I just want to play drums in a pop punk band. I don't care. Blink 182 covers, give it to me all day. But yeah, it's interesting to see the different types of music that come back around.
Oh yeah,
mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, for instance, the 80s hair metal. I feel like that made a resurgence in like 2008.
Yeah,
where everyone was doing their hair crazy again, and like bands like Steel Panther came out and.
Still
people
huge.
Started following suit with that. I don't know. It's crazy that
people just want to have fun and, you know, freak out a little bit and party, and it gives them an excuse to do that. So I encourage it. Go nuts.
I feel like that's the best part, right?
Yeah.
I mean, being in a band is always hard work, especially all the ins and outs, the social medias, the recording, the writing, all that stuff. But the actual stage part of it, playing in front of people, and then there's no greater feeling, for sure.
It's a lot of fun, for sure.
Is this your guys' first show back?
No. Is it?
No.
Since COVID, I guess?
We did a Safe Series show at Oriental with Night Wraith and Lost
Relics.
It was
like a 99-person show or 100 people or something. That's right.
I don't want to brag, but we sold it out.
That was awesome.
Yeah. Hey, you don't need to know how many people were there. They sold that shit out. That's great. All
right. So I think that we have not played another live show since then,
yeah,
right?
We did that.
Did we do a thing?
the one in Littleton.
At X.
The old X Saloon place.
Dude, what is that now?
Antero Hall.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did they redo the stage over there?
Yeah. You know, okay. It was cool. It was like actually the first show where there's people in the audience and participation.
Yeah. It's like five different.
Yeah,
bars.
It's like five different buildings. Yeah, it's weird.
All together.
Yeah.
Mm. So that was pretty much just like a straight up like kind of mixed metal show is what I'd call it, because it was like four different bands, completely different styles of metal, and it somehow worked.
Heck yeah.
Yeah.
I played there like 12 years ago with this old emo band, and there was nobody there.
Yeah.
I was always like, X sucks, nobody shows up.
I think that's usually the truth, at least in my experience, because I've also played there back in the day, and it blew chunks. But people showed up for this, fortunately.
There's certain bars that are hard to get people out to, and that's one of them.
I don't know. I feel like some of the bars need to just do a little more promotions. They let it fall solely on the bands too much.
Yes.
And it's like...
Amen, brother.
Yep.
I get, and the one thing I hate the most, and especially in the local scene, is that selling tickets to your shows thing. Like, get the fuck out of here with that.
Yeah.
We're just trying to play some music. Like, if you guys want to bring people to see the bands that you hired, do some more promotion. We'll do some promotion on our end, but, like, come on.
Yeah, help out. Put something in the paper. Throw something on the radio, you know.
Have you noticed any of that kind of stuff with booking newer shows after COVID? Is there a lot of that pay-to-play kind of stuff?
I wouldn't call it pay to play. I mean, they encourage you to drive people to the hold my ticket thing, you know, on your post or whatever. So physically going out and selling tickets, we haven't really been doing. Fortunately, with Venmo and stuff like that, we can put people on a will call list. So if you hit one of us up and want to go and not pay a fee for hold my ticket, you can get it at face value.
Okay.
And then we'll just put you on the list. So that's been cool. And it's a lot easier than pimping tickets, you know, to everybody.
Mm-hmm. I feel like you're a door-to-door salesman at that point.
And yeah, I buy tickets to my show.
We still feel that way, even advertising on Facebook like you have to do, because unfortunately the club, they're going to put it on their website, and they might have an ad in the Westward, and then that's where it ends.
Yep.
You know, they're not even doing flyers anymore because they can just make digital flyers.
Yeah. Oh, I miss flyers.
Yeah,
I miss
me too. Yeah.
Printing those things out and going and stapling them to, like,
flyers and fanzines, man.
Running out of tape and being like, shit, I got 300 more flyers.
I got punched last time I handed out flyers.
You got punched?
Really?
Yeah. Some girl mad at me, like, outside of
because you were
Kings.
Littering or something?
No, because, yeah, just she said, yelled at me, like, she's like, promote online like a normal person, asshole, and just, like, fucking punched me, like, right in the neck.
Wow.
Drunk and just mad that I was handing, I wasn't throwing them around.
You're killing all the trees.
Yeah, she was mad that I was killing trees with paper flyers, you know, making garbage, you know. Wow. It's like, wow, you're the worst hippie ever. You're just attacking me violently.
Like, what?
Well, I feel like I still have an old, like, folder of flyers from old bands and stuff.
Yeah.
I feel like that's part of being in a band is handing out flyers and, I guess, selling tickets in a way. But
promoters are supposed to sell tickets.
God,
that's literally what they do. Promoter. It's in the name.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Right. Promote.
Like, aren't you getting a cut of this? Like, isn't that why?
Yeah.
Like,
wait, am I getting 20% and 80%?
You guys want to ask those guys. It's like Office Space. You want to be like, so why don't you tell me what it is you do here?
Right.
Because all they do is just kind of book shows, I feel like.
I put my name on the flyer.
Yeah.
Right. But have there been any other, like, big challenges as far as COVID goes? I know everyone's having, like, ridiculous issues with COVID, but are you guys booking more shows?
Yeah, we are. We're going on tour. I mean, we've got stuff in August happening for like a week, and we're going all the way up to Milwaukee with Stone Deaf.
Okay.
So yeah, I mean, we've been really lucky. I mean, I have a little advantage because I have a studio, and so we could keep working and recording and
writing and
pre-production. I mean, we recorded our album kind of twice.
Right. It was a huge speed bump right at the beginning, though, because that's when we had all our stuff ready to kick off. We had the album done. We had album release planned. And then we had a tour being booked.
And then
and all of that
to shit,
was around, like, I think May last year. And COVID had kicked off.
So,
like,
yeah,
March,
all that got canceled.
Shutdowns, but I thought we handled it pretty well.
Yeah, we did a live at the Crash Pad where we played a few songs live in studio, and we put that out on the YouTube.
Nice. A bunch of new stuff.
Yeah. And then wrote a bunch of new stuff and just stayed busy, I guess.
I mean, I took the year to really push our social media.
Okay.
And it worked. So, you know, it still could use some work. But, I mean, we didn't have much content. We were a brand new band when COVID hit. So we didn't have much. So we just really just started putting out content as fast as we could. And it was good, you know.
And social media is so good with that stuff too. I feel like COVID boosted so many people in there. For one, everyone decided to start a podcast during COVID, which is kind of like,
or a YouTube channel
or a gaming channel, something like that. But some of those people actually came out of those weeds, and like, and it's all because of social media, because if you're promoting correctly and, like, following other people and, you know, posting every day and all that stuff, then you can get followers.
It works.
Yeah, telling Disney the same thing. I started my Twitter in 2017 or something, and from 2017 to January of this year, I had gotten 12 followers because I didn't know what I was doing. I had no idea. All of a sudden, I get this other guy in my network. He shows me how to work Twitter a little bit. It's been 6 months. We're over 400 followers. So it's not a lot, but it's still, like, over time, and now not only have the followers boosted, but the listeners have gone up there as well.
Nice.
Have you guys noticed any sort of boost in listeners when, like, as far as with COVID, did you notice a lot of people?
When we released on Spotify, that initial boost, definitely.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then the album came out, and we got a lot on that, and we sold some records all over the place. I was mailing shit out to Europe and stuff.
Oh my God, that's awesome.
Yeah, it was cool. And, you know, and then, you know, if you don't constantly berate people with new stuff,
they forget.
It's like short attention span theater.
I was gonna say, it's like a 30-second attention span.
There's a lot of bands.
Yeah.
And they were all doing stuff online.
A lot of assholes with guitars and drums. Right there.
Oh, what's this? Oh, what's that?
Yeah. I mean, the main thing is we're having a good time. We like the creative aspect of it. We like getting in the basement and rocking out and being loud as fuck.
Hell yeah.
And just having that power coming at you. And the payoff is definitely the live stuff. And I think we've paced ourselves and earned our way back to the stage. And now that we can get on a stage again, I think we're going to take full advantage of it.
Nice.
Yeah.
What would you guys say, like, getting back on stage, what would you say is one of your, we'll go from left to right again, one of your favorite venues to play in Denver?
Well,
good question right now.
That's a hard question.
Yeah.
Show,
right?
I mean,
some have ended.
Everything has changed so much.
Yeah. So, I mean, I
guess let's say before COVID.
Yeah.
What was your favorite venue to play?
Also a hard question. Because I like playing everywhere pretty much.
Yeah.
But I really loved playing at Streets, honestly, even though sometimes the sound system wasn't what it was should be. But the scene there and the love and, you know, I mean, John, before he passed, was just such an amazing supporter of music. And I always appreciated what he did for his bands there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I would say that Streets was probably my top.
Okay.
You know, I loved Three Kings.
Yeah.
You know, lately I've been loving the Oriental.
Yeah.
We've played there a lot.
They've been good to us.
I feel like that's kind of the more local place now.
Yeah.
The Oriental's taken over that mantle.
Yeah, Anchors
Streets
Away
yeah.
Productions, who books amazing bands all the time, has been very good about supporting local music during the whole thing. And I really love the High Dive. I loved playing there. I don't think we've played there as a band yet, but I'm sure we will soon. That was one of my favorite places. I love the Lion's Lair.
Nice.
You know? And prior to that, one of my favorite all-time places to play, and it's been long gone, is the 15th Street Tavern. And it might have...
Before my time.
Yeah. It was...
That was a cool place.
Yeah. Okay. It's a parking lot across from the Hilton now, downtown.
Oh,
so
the parking lots. Let's go play there.
Yeah,
parking lot. We have like a 15th Street Tavern reunion show just in a parking lot.
That's funny.
That'd be tight.
And Disney, you have like other states where you've played. Are there any like crazy venues even from Nebraska that you liked playing?
I mean,
the most,
yeah, back in the day, there was basically home base places, but
sure.
Even before COVID, most of
what were
closed
they called?
Down. Like Knickerbockers in Lincoln, Nebraska.
Oh, I played Knickerbockers.
The Ranch
before.
Bowl in Omaha.
Oh, the Ranch Bowl, yeah.
Tons of memories of that place. That's a Walmart now.
I know.
Heartbreaker.
That
love
was
like the
Ranch Bowl.
Best. Oh, man, I could do a whole book.
I played volleyball
good
with Finch
times there,
over
man.
There.
Yeah.
They gave me tickets because we like played volleyball. They were like, hey, here's some tickets.
Yeah.
Like, we have some, but okay.
Dude, that place was weird. It was a bowling alley, volleyball, pool hall. Concert venue, and then had other random pubs like attached. It was like everything all in one.
Nice.
I think I think the Marquee was one of the best to play.
Yeah.
That's a great place.
Sure.
There was a
hopefully that stays around for
once
a while.
I really like how the sound system there is ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
It's so awesome and huge.
It is,
but it used to block half the stage
when it was in the corner, right?
Wasn't the stage still in the corner?
Well, yeah,
but they changed it to now it's like low subs and there's basically you can see. It's like
I guess I haven't been in there in a while.
But it used to just be stacked.
Yeah, I kind of remember
and
that.
And so,
which
is fine. So your viewing area was very small.
Yeah.
But it still sounded great. But
so
like now
loud.
You can see and it's, well now. I mean, I haven't been there in a couple of years now, but I love seeing shows there. It's sounds ridiculous.
Yeah, they do a good job there for sure. I haven't been to Mission Ballroom yet. I heard that place is okay.
I haven't been there yet.
I mean, it's a giant venue. It's super modern, brand new.
Okay.
We won't probably be playing there anytime
soon. Not till next summer, probably.
Next summer, yeah.
I mean, I thought you guys were playing Red Rocks and stuff here coming up soon, right?
Yeah, so I hear.
That'll be when our
Disney.
Tour,
so we
our tour
hear.
With Mastodon
yeah,
and
so we
Metallica.
Hear
Disney.
Where's that booking at? Come
you
on.
You know,
man.
if they do some local stoner metal and doomy shit and heavy stuff out at Levitt Pavilion, that would be cool. But it might be too outdoor for our style of music.
I don't know, man. When I was walking up to, I went to Steel Panther last week,
and it was
as I'm walking across the park to the venue portion of it,
passing
little kids and little couples walking little dogs, I'm hearing them, you know, just talk about, you know, plowing all the Denver pussy, and you're just hearing it through the air. I'm just kind of like, man, they booked this here in the park.
Yeah, Steel Panther, Steel Panther pulls off all that shit during the Me Too era, which is amazing.
It's crazy. I can't
because
believe
it's just shtick.
Wow.
Yeah, but
I feel like that's why mindless self-indulgence would never last today.
No. Yeah.
Like that band can never be around anymore. I was listening to them at work the other day.
Yeah, it's
and it was kind of a mistake.
Yeah. Whoopsies.
Who's this? Oh, jeez. Hang on. Let me change this. Shit.
I liked that man a lot, too. But, yeah, they were really out of line. What is it? Yeah.
You know what I'm trying to say?
Not even PC. Then, even back in the day, it was just like, Jesus.
Yeah. Not very PC.
Have you ever heard of the Diesel Queens? Mm-mm. It's a great punk rock band, but they sing about things like man boy love and ridiculous stuff. It's, yeah, it takes a certain type of mind to be able to maintain that.
Well, and to just and not find care
it,
either.
Yeah, and find it funny. Because it is all a joke. You know, people just really take things way seriously now.
Oh, for sure.
And that's, I mean, I feel like those bands are looking for that. They're like, come at me. Please come at me, Karen. Let's do this. yeah, so, gosh. You guys just released a new album, and one thing I really like to do on these interviews is play a single from these albums.
Sure.
Is that kosher?
Yeah, okay. Absolutely.
Which single, I know you guys have a couple, which one would you guys prefer that I played?
I mean, Betrothed is short and sweet and rocking. Any preferences from you guys?
I think Betrothed would be a good one.
Betrothed?
Yeah.
That sounds great. Okay.
Cool.
So, why don't you guys give us an intro? What's this song about? Where did it come from? How'd you write it? Well, just give us a little intro to the song.
Betrothed is more or less about vampires and, like, the... I guess it would be Dracula, like, getting his bride. Well, or it could be about being stuck in a bad marriage. It's like a double.
I don't know anything about that.
It's a double entendre song.
Whoa. Yeah. Wait a minute. Because you guys are married, right?
Yeah.
I didn't write the song.
We have a good marriage.
I just learned this.
And Jen just walked out to me.
No.
Wait, come back.
I guess we're finding another bass player, kids. No, she knows this. It's actually been discussed in other interviews before.
Listen, can I write a song about this? Is that cool?
Right, yeah. We don't ask permission. No, but seriously, it was originally about vampires, and then as I'm reading the lyrics, I'm like, oh, yeah, this could totally go that way, too.
Okay.
So there you go.
All right, so this song, Betrothed by Messiah Vore. We'll be right back. Have you gotten any have you gotten any shitty comments ever?
No.
Anything like that?
Not really.
That's good.
You we know, just had the one we, review that was...
We had one that was weird, but it wasn't really bad. It was just a little...
It was in it just, Italian or...
Yeah. We had to, like, translate it, but it was like...
Well, he said I sound like the guy from Venom. I'm like...
Which is weird.
Yeah.
The movie Venom?
No, the...
Oh, I was the, like, what?
The 80s black kind of metal singer, Cronus.
Oh.
I just think because I have a rough voice that was his go-to. Again... People writing reviews that don't have a scope of what they're listening to, really.
Right.
Their issue was that our sound wasn't focused on a single style enough. You know, like, it was too...
We went Faith No More on
it. It was too... He kind of was like, pick a style.
Yeah,
you know
pick a
mean?
Genre.
I mean,
dude, the one guy that has an attention
like,
span is fucking giving you a review. That's messed up.
Some people might want that in their music.
Yeah.
Every song must sound the same.
Yeah. I don't know what his little magazine or thing was. I mean, maybe it was something specifically for a certain type of metal.
It might have been a blog or something. But anyway, we don't really get, you know, we got put on the Doom. What is it?
Mr. Doom or?
Yeah, Mr. Doom on YouTube, and it got good response there.
Lost Relics was telling me they did something with them. Like,
yeah. We all, you know, let them have our music to play.
Okay. And it did really well there.
Some quick traction, yeah.
Yeah, nice. And nothing really negative. I think one guy said we sounded like...
Joy Division? I'm just kidding.
Joy Division. No, it was like...
I don't think that was right.
You can't have Vampire or something like that. Is there a band called Vampire?
Probably.
Yeah, anyway,
like
apparently...
Vampire Weekend.
Apparently we were stealing their sound or something, I don't know. So that was one...
Vampire is not yours, that's what he said.
Vampire is not yours.
What does that even mean?
Yeah, we're like scratching our head.
Okay.
And then I actually went and checked them out, yeah.
Vampire is on Century Media Records.
There you go. And they're not ours. Okay.
They are a metal band.
I could have told you that they were ours.
That's weird. They definitely look like a metal band. They got that nice squiggly... You know, name.
Uh-huh.
You can't really read. Album here is called Rex. Came out in 2020. Cool, good for them.
Is there a Y in their name?
No.
Vampire. Vampire.
I'm just saying. It felt like
vampire. But I bet there is a vampire.
Yes.
God, I hate misspelled names. I hate it so much.
Vampire band. There it is right there.
Jen, our band name isn't even a word.
I'm okay with that. At least it's spelled correctly.
Someone's out there doing a podcast or an interview right now saying, God, I hate when bands just make up words.
Yeah, it looks like these guys are on Fuse, so they're, of course, they're a little bit more mainstream with spelling vampire with a Y.
Yeah.
An I, so
clever.
That's,
they didn't just take all the vowels out. I mean, that's
gosh, how progressive of you, vampire.
Sitting just talking shit on like random things I know nothing about.
I know, right?
Jeez, that's not a way to.
Hey, vampire,
make
if
friends.
You want to be on Twist My Arm podcast, hit me up. We'll have you on the show for an interview. I'd love to know where you got that name.
Hey, vampire, Messiah Vor is not yours.
Eat this body of Christ. Oh man, that's
shove
great.
This body of Christ right up your ass.
Getting wild in here.
Hey, that's okay. That's how it should be. That's how it should get. So what's different as far as like, because you guys are on a label, right? Mm-hmm. So what's different from when you were not on a label and doing everything on your own? Do you guys get a lot of help from the label? Do they do a lot of like booking for you and stuff like that? Is that
I mean definitely have helped us with the premieres of the videos and finding a place that makes sense to premiere them on people's websites and things like that. So they've done all that stuff. They've also booked some of the tour that we're going to be on.
Hell yeah.
And then
Coffin and Bolt merged with Golden Robot Entertainment.
Okay.
And we've gotten a lot of distribution around the world because of that.
Nice.
Yeah. So that's really where the benefit has been.
And
that's being able to get it out.
That's great to hear too, just because of some labels, they're like, yeah, we'll sign you.
Yeah.
And then they're like,
don't
that's
do anything.
It.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're on our label now.
These guys have been great. I can't say enough good about both Coffin and Bolt and Golden Robot. They've been fantastic.
That's awesome. And you can, I think, what, goldenrobotrecords.com is what it is.
Yeah.
Think, right?
Yeah. Cool. And they, you know, like they did a little video short for a promo for our video that's coming out. So they sent that to us to put out on our Facebook page. Nice. So they've done stuff like that. So yeah, we get a little support, and we get the distro internationally, which is key.
Yeah. And that's huge. I mean, it's always good to see local bands that, like, have good support.
Right.
You know what I mean? And not just, like, friends and that kind of support system, but, like, outside that group. It's really cool to see that, so.
It's necessary nowadays if you want to push to the next step, I guess.
And I know for me, like, I mean, we've all of us have always been very good about supporting our music community anyways, but Coffin and Bolt has done a really good job at bringing that community and in growing it, you know? I mean, the bands are all really supportive of each other. It doesn't feel like a super competitive environment, which is not always the case.
Yeah. That's huge, awesome. Too, for sure.
You know?
We also try and share each other's posts. And like, if they have an album coming out, then we're going to pump it up. And
It's a team effort. Yeah. Like
it is.
Everyone is trying to get bigger, including the record label.
Yeah.
So it's like, I think a lot of bands kind of forget about that, especially local bands, and it's kind of rough.
Yeah.
Quit the competition and start working together.
Yeah.
Even though you're a little niche of party friends, you know, might not know everybody in the other niche of party friends. Start cross-pollinating.
Right.
And spread your weeds.
Yeah. Colorado loves its weeds, so
That's
keep spreading those weeds.
Spread them weeds.
Just smoke a joint.
I'll
or
be
something.
Over here pollinating.
Let's get pollinating, everybody.
What did I tell you
spread
about fapping
seed.
On the podcast, Disney? God damn it. Well,
super,
cool. I don't.
Super spreader.
Gosh, I feel like. Wow, this has been a lot of fun already. Holy cow, it's gone by quick.
Good.
Okay, so I don't have a lot more questions as far as like that goes. Is there anything else you guys want to talk about as far as?
Come see us July 2nd at the Oriental Theater.
Yes, and we'll do plugs here in a minute. We still got to do our lightning round.
Okay, yeah, let's get on. Yeah, I mean, I think we covered everything pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got nothing on the top of my head.
Now it's my turn.
Yes.
Okay, now it's the fun part. Yes. So this is our lightning round, the Twist My Arm lightning round. I ask 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 this or that questions. And we'll go from left to right. And you just, off the top of your head, just pick whichever one you like the most.
Okay.
Okay. You guys ready? Deep breaths. All right. Star Wars or Star Trek?
Star Wars.
Star Trek.
Star Wars.
Anime or no anime? There's no in between.
Anime.
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 Tool or Blink 182?
Oh.
Is there any in between?
Oh my god.
I think that's the first time I've got that reaction.
Can you skip me? Let me think about that.
Oh, she's pleading the fifth.
I'm not a fan of pop punk.
Or Tool?
Or Tool, really.
That's okay.
Pass.
We
pass.
Can go with neither.
Yeah, we're going to pass that one.
I'll go early Tool.
I'll go the first album of Tool.
Lord of the Rings or Harry Potter?
Lord of the Rings.
Lord of the Rings.
Lord of the Rings.
All right. Firefly or Mandalorian?
Mandalorian.
Mandalorian.
Ouch. Mandalorian. Yes.
Yeah.
Sorry,
so far, I'm winning this one, so thanks, guys. All right, Power Rangers or Ninja Turtles?
Ninja Turtles.
Yes, Ninja Turtles.
Turtles.
Last one, Super Nintendo or Sega?
I don't play any video games. I don't know.
Pass.
Pass.
Super Nintendo.
Super Nintendo.
All right. And that's it for the lightning round.
Yeah, nice.
Well, that was way less stressful than I thought.
Those questions were not what I was expecting at all.
No, like I said, it's all this or that for like people that are in the network. So like, I'm a big Star Wars fan.
Right.
Jesse is a huge Star Trek fan.
Yeah, I like Star Trek a lot.
I don't watch anime at all.
Don't,
whereas
don't.
A couple other people watch a shit ton of anime.
I don't watch any.
I watch
so.
Some. I've watched some anime over the years.
Yeah,
and I enjoy it, but like. It's not something I go to often, but he said no anime or anime.
Yeah.
So I say anime.
It's like, yeah. And I mean, like for me, it would be no anime because I don't watch
anime.
Any of it.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
One anime.
Half anime. Okay.
Well, you
watch. There's your in-between answer right there.
Yeah. You watched Castlevania recently.
Yeah.
And that was kind of, I watched some of that. That was kind of cool.
Check that out. That looks cool. I ran across it.
It's not
bad.
Yeah,
it was weird, like cartoon sex and. It's weird.
Big fan of cartoon sex.
It was good though.
Hey, heavy metal, man. That was the ultimate anime.
Yeah.
Batman has some cartoon sex in it now.
Oh,
you
wow.
About that?
No.
That's
one
heavy.
The new Batman, the Killing Joke, has Batgirl and Batman just getting it on.
Wait.
Fuck yeah.
Bat sexing?
Batgirl was like related to Batman.
Nah, she's related to.
That was his niece or something like that.
It's a sister. What?
No, Commissioner Gordon.
It's a different time.
Oh. Am I thinking of Supergirl and Superman?
Yes, Superman and Supergirl are cousins.
Okay, so that's what I was thinking of.
But there's also this new comic came out for Batman that they pulled off the shelves because the animator, like the writers of it, made Batman go down on Catwoman. And they were like, no, Batman does not give oral sex. And they're like, bullshit.
I'm pretty sure he does.
Batman's getting some pussy.
And so there's this new hashtag out there called let the bat eat the cat.
I've
been
Bruce
supporting
Wayne.
That hashtag for a while. Anyone out there that supports oral sex, let the bat eat the cat.
I think I'm going to start using that as a new hashtag on our post. Yeah.
Let's use that for like a month.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, cool. So thank you guys again so much for coming and hanging
thanks
out.
For having
of course,
a
thanks for having us.
Yeah. Why don't you guys give us some plugs where we can find all your music, all your socials, all that stuff. How do we get a hold of you?
Well, we have an Instagram and a Facebook, just Messiahvor, one word. We don't have a Twitter yet.
We do, actually.
We do have a Twitter.
I just tagged you today in it.
Yeah.
I
made a Twitter a while ago. I don't Twitter, so.
Okay, I guess I'm going to start Twittering.
I twiddle, but I don't Twitter.
So those are all our socials. We're active on all of them.
Except for Twitter.
Except for Twitter. And we've got a show coming up.
July 2nd
at the Oriental Theater.
16 plus.
Lost Relic, Stone Deaf,
huh?
Beastwood.
$12, yeah.
$12. That's $12.
Okay.
Plugged.
Oh, we have a Bandcamp. You can get all of our merch there, our album, anything you need. We have Spotify. What else? Where else are we?
iTunes,
Apple Music, Tidal Music.
I'm gonna get a title account.
Yeah.
Just put Messiahvor in your search engine and go nuts.
Messiahvore.
Recto mundo.
Won the spelling bee today. Excellent. Right, thank you all for listening to this week's episode of the Twist My Arm podcast. Yes, it was a classic episode. It was an older episode, but it was a good one. It's an old episode, but it checks out. That's a terrible voice. I'm so bad at the impressions. I'm sorry. Anyway, thank you all for listening to the Twist My Arm podcast. Next week, I am actually going to have Brian Zimmer on to talk about contracting and building houses and all that crazy stuff. It's a fun conversation, and I learned a lot about things that I never would have thought I knew. I don't know. It's crazy. It was a good time. It was a good time. So definitely come back next week. Make sure to follow Twist My Arm on all the socials, TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. Just search Twist My Arm Podcast. And make sure to give us a like and a follow and a comment and say hello. And I love hearing from you guys. So that's it. That's all I got. That's all I got for this week. Thank you all so much. I will talk at you next week.